First of all, welcome. I want to thank everybody to coming today. This is an important announcement for a lot of us to be part of a group that's going to do something for our benefit, not only now, but in the years to come. And so the issue at hand is animal rights activism and what it can mean to all of us. So my name is Pete McClimate, and I am Vice President of Legislative Affairs for the Nebraska Cattlemen. And I'm surrounded by a lot of people that serve important roles in Nebraska agriculture. I have Doug Temme. Doug is the president of the Nebraska State Dairy Association. Tim Beebe is with the Nebraska Poultry Industries. Behind me is Dave Harrington, president of the Nebraska Pork Producers. Keith Olson, president of Nebraska Farm Bureau. Chuck Fulkin, president of Nebraska Cattlemen. Sean Sullivan, president of the Nebraska Wheat Growers. And Jay Rempe with the Nebraska Farm Bureau. So with that, we'll get going here. Obviously, to all of us, we know this, but Nebraska farmers and ranchers are caring people who know how to care for their animals properly and daily. They go to great lengths to protect their animals from disease, predators, and the harsh climate that we can have here in Nebraska while feeding their families, their neighbors, and then ultimately the world. As we all know, Nebraska agriculture is the largest industry in the state. One out of every three jobs in Nebraska involves food production, manufacture, and delivery. Nebraska agriculture generates $15 billion in economic activity every year. Livestock alone accounts for $7 billion in economic activity. Nebraska agriculture helps fund Nebraska schools, roads, and local governments. This industry is obviously worth protecting from attacks and misinformation from outside groups who want to radically, if not in some case, completely eliminate agriculture as we know it in this state. Nebraska agriculture is obviously vital to our state's economy and our way of life here that we know. That's why we're here today to announce the formation of a new organization called We Support Agriculture. As indicated by the name, We Support Agriculture was formed to support and defend the responsible animal care practices of Nebraska agriculture from attacks by outside animal rights extremist groups. The five founding members are from respected Nebraska agriculture organizations, and those five groups are the Nebraska Cattlemen, Nebraska Farm Bureau, Nebraska Poultry Industries, Nebraska Pork Producers, and Nebraska State Dairy Association. We've also been supported by the Nebraska Vet Medical Association, who is obviously the expert in appropriate animal care in Nebraska, and also significantly the Nebraska State Chamber of Commerce, which fully understands the economic impact of animal agriculture in our state. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Jay Rempe to make some more comments. Jay?
Thank you, Pete, and thank you everyone for coming out this afternoon. Again, my name is Jay Rempe. I'm Vice President of Governmental Relations for Nebraska Farm Bureau. And very happy to be here this afternoon. I want to describe very briefly what the goals or what the objectives of what we want to try to achieve with We Support Agriculture in Nebraska. First, our goal is to build a broad coalition of Nebraskans all across the state, from Omaha to Scotts Bluff, from McCook to Valentine, everybody in between, to stand behind Nebraska's farmers and ranchers to basically protect our way of life and protect the state's economy. Also to promote consumer choice by providing affordable, healthy foods for Nebraska consumers, not only Nebraska consumers, but worldwide. And then to continue our commitment for acting as responsible stewards of not only our land, but taking care of our animals as well. Secondly, we want to be prepared. We want to be ready. We want to be ready to activate at any time any extreme animal rights group comes to Nebraska and tries to seek to enact new laws or regulations that would be detrimental to consumers in Nebraska, to Nebraska's economy, and also our farmers and ranchers. And then finally, our goal is to share the truth with Nebraskans about the real agenda of these extreme animal rights groups and what they seek to try to do and how they oppose hunting, they oppose rodeos, and a whole host of other uses of animals in today's society. For the better part of the last decade, as you look across the country, we've seen a lot of activity on the part of animal rights groups targeting animal agriculture. And we think in the long run, the goals of these groups is to eventually eliminate animal agriculture by restricting certain practices, by raising the cost of food to the consumers. Consumers quit buying those products. that we produce ultimately it ends up with farmers and ranchers losing their businesses. These groups ultimately, we believe, do not think that animals should be used for food consumption. And there's activists all across the country that are doing this, and they belong to groups like PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, and the Animal Legal Defense Fund, amongst others. Now, we've seen some of this activity that's occurred in other states start to move into Nebraska. In particular, HSUS has hired a state director and a lobbyist. They've had hosted organizational meetings or town hall meetings across the state. They've conducted a push poll in the state where they ask questions about animal practices. So we're starting to see some activities in Nebraska, and we're organizing today and announcing our formation of this coalition to be ready to prepare to react to that organization. In closing, for those of you in the media, we gave you a packet. In that packet is some information. But for anybody that's here today, we do have a website that just went up last night. It's www.wesupportag.org. You can go to that and find all about our organization. There's also a video on that web page that talks a little bit about more about the importance of animal agriculture in the state and why we're concerned. And then also in the press packet that you've got is a brochure that talks a little more about our organization and contains quotes. Part of our supporters is Governor Heineman. Governor Heineman has taken a very strong stance on this in support of Nebraska agriculture, and we're very appreciative of his efforts. And he is very much behind us, and we're working closely with him on this issue. But also several state senators have signed on to support us, 36 total in all have signed on to support us as well, and we're certainly appreciative of that as well. So with that, I will close the comments, and we'd be happy to take any questions that anybody might have.
Two points I'd like to share for you. If you don't know what these animal rights activist groups do, two important things. Number one, for instance, HSUS typically raises about $100 to $105 million a year in annual donations. They spend less than 1% of that in giving monies back to local animal shelters and local humane societies. So that's a very telling statistic that we need to keep in mind. With that, if we're going to really help animals here, we have actively encouraged people in our discussions on this issue to connect with your local shelter, because they are the ones doing the true work for animals in need. So if you want to make a difference, if you want to give to those entities, we know, for instance, they would truly appreciate donations, because they don't have the ability to go out and advertise and gain monies like HSUS, which spends $22 million just on fundraising alone. So if you want to help, that's a good place to start.